Hey, I guess you don't want my love, so I gotta move on and shit. You feel me? I feel like you got somebody else. You cheating on me and shit like that, but it's cool though. You feel me? I'm gonna let you do you. You feel me? Every time I look up, you always getting your hair did. Every fucking day. Like, sit down somewhere. Take your ass, go to sleep or something. But you wanna put on clothes every day and shit? Like, I'm depressed. I want you to be depressed with me. You feel me? I don't get that shit, man. If I'm miserable, you supposed to be miserable, baby. You know what I'm saying? But if you don't want my love, I guess I'm gonna move on. And like I said, this shit goddamn crazy how you doing, man. Shit. I told you send me a goddamn another letter. You talking about something? If I send you another letter, I'm gonna be going off on your shit, man. Why you can't send me no letter? A good positive letter, positive energy and shit. Why you gotta be so negative and shit? You feel me? Like, man, you need to chill out, man. I don't know what the fuck you on. You need to stop drinking that liquor, smoking that dope you on. I don't know what the fuck it is, baby. You feel me? But you got me fucked all the way up and shit, bro. For real. You know, I don't even play that shit. Shit, goddamn. Your sex ass, goddamn. Instead of putting on, goddamn, getting your hair did and shit, man. Like, I don't know. I think you got somebody new. You trying to look good around all the time and shit, man. But. Fuck that nigga and shit, man. That nigga ain't having no motherfucking emotion out there. I got the real emotion. I'm gonna stay having emotion.
Hey, you know who it is? The Jesus vs. Mero show. It's your boy, Jesus Nice, aka Young Chipotle. Pocket stay fat like Terrio. I see you keeping it 100. Stay raped, dog. One.
Yo, what up? All the way live from the 919. It's Fonte Tickle. Giving a shout out to my people from NappyAfro.com.
Nappy Afro, what's up with it, man? Comedian Roy Wood Jr., prank call, Sullivan Son, TDS, all that. Listen, send me a check. Yeah, you know, don't play this mess till I get a check from y'all. I need a check from y'all. Let's just go ahead and say, I figure $340 ought to cover everything I just said. I know y'all had Killer Mike call in and everything, 8 pound in the house. So this Alabama representing one time, man. Big up, Nappy Afro.
Hey, what up? This Killer Mike checking in to NappyAfro.com. Make sure you keep it 100. One time rap game, bang, bang, bang. Run the jewels on food, and I'm gone. Yeah.
NappyAfro.com.
You're now tuned into the longest running podcast on the Nappy Afro Network. This is the Frocast. I'm your host, King Germ, aka the People's Champion, aka the most electrifying motherfucking podcast today, aka the next door neighbor of Danny Tanner, aka LeBron Flames, aka the King of the Lames, aka the illegitimate son of Carl Weathers, aka Hacksaw Jim Thuggin, aka Germ Cena, aka Pod Strickland, aka Fat Sajak, aka the Brooks Bandit, aka Mr. Sensible Shoes, aka Bill Goldberg in the bedroom, aka Smoking Germ Frazier, aka the best there is, the best there was, the best there ever will be, aka Bread DiBiase, aka Rowdy Potty Piper, aka you can't fit this hustle on the side of a rapper, aka the Duke of Dignity, aka Ravishing Rick Rude. Now cut the music. What I'd like to have right now is for all you re-nigging, putting it on your kids. Not being a man of your word ass podcasters, keep the noise down while I take my robe off and show you what a real podcast sounds like. Now hit the music. Now joined by my lovely co-host, the elegant, the daunting, the always be shopping, the problematic yet well-spoken, Queen Germ. Queen Germ, say what's up to the people.
What's up, people? It's your girl, Queen Germ, a.k.a. Miss Savannah, a.k.a. I'm educated yet ignorant, a.k.a. the Queen of QVC. A.K.A. Bipolar Mom, A.K.A. I Hear No One, A.K.A. My Cups Runneth Over, A.K.A. $3 is $3, A.K.A. A Lot of Crass with a Dab of Class, A.K.A. My Afro is My Halo, and my favorite AKA of them all.
Your grade is your motherfucking grade.
I'm in the building.
Queen Germ's in the building, everybody. Like always, don't forget to download, subscribe, rate the Frocast on any podcast reader out there. We are on them all. Anywhere you go, you can find us. Or you can go to Frocast.com, listen to the show. We appreciate it. We also have a voicemail you can call in at 347-201-2572. Leave voicemail, we'll play it on the show. We also have a Patreon you can join for as little as a dollar. Get behind the scenes exclusive content by going to nappyafro.club. And get shout out on the show like our latest Patreon. We got Alex and we got Maurice. So shout out to Alex and Maurice for becoming Patreons. Y'all could be just like them and get shouted out on the show. I mean, the Patreon jumping.
Okay.
That's 10 in 3 weeks.
All right.
That's what's up. God damn. You
hey, know what I'm saying? Keep it coming.
Yes, sir. You know what I'm saying? So y'all could be just like them, like I said, by going to nappyafro.club. And if option A, B, or C didn't tickle your fancy, there is option D. What's option D? Retag it, reblog it, tag us in your story, add us in your story, and we'll shout you out. Like, who did it this week? Some, I ain't gonna start. I gotta keep forgetting because it's too many niggas, and I don't want to forget everybody. So thank y'all to everybody that's been sharing the story, putting it in your story. I appreciate it. Y'all showed a lot of love. Hey, thank y'all. Like, you know, the Rodices, the Dolomites, the...
You done started.
I done started. The Corbinos, the Tay-Tay. Like, all y'all, thank y'all, man. I appreciate it. So, yeah. Now, all the panders out of the way. I got to ask you, Queen Germ, how was your week?
Week started off pretty good, but the one thing I must emphasize, that last week this time, before I got to... when we recorded last week, so since then... The very next day, I got the promotion that I've been waiting 12 years to get.
The Frocast blessings.
Yes. So, at the real job.
They found out you was a celebrity. They was like, yo, oh, that's King Germ's wife? Oh, shit. We got to give her that promotion?
No.
They found that shit out.
Nonetheless, if it was only that easy. But nonetheless, I finally got there. And it's not the highest part of my career, but definitely getting closer to it. So, I'm very excited. I'm humbled. I am so pleased and thankful to the good Lord that I finally got this promotion. So I do want to say that. That started the week off. And then what goes up must come down. And when I tell you, my kids tried me enough this week already that made me say, these motherfuckers don't know their mama. They must want to know who I really am to let them know that I'm about their life. Like, okay. The girl really was trying my patience. Mm-hmm. She said she was okay with riding a bus, but she didn't realize the bus now this year, it was coming around 6:26. Now it's coming at 6:06. Mm. The 20 minutes is fucking her up. Mm. But she's going to realize that she was on there today.
Yep.
And the bus came at 6:03.
And when they got up at 4:59, I got up. I was like, hey, time to get up.
So
we're going to get this together.
I'm like, she rolling her eyes, looking out the window. I said, oh, I asked her a question. She talking about something. Yeah. I said, oh, you finna walk to fucking school if this is how we getting it in this morning. I will give you a reason to be mad, young lady.
My brother used to get up on the hump, nigga, and walk to that bus stop.
Who, you?
Your brother, her brother.
Well, just a few times.
Shit. His old ninth grade year, that nigga walked.
Okay.
Well, hey, at least it appeared to be.
He walked sometimes, but he didn't walk much because the nigga fat, and I didn't want him going to school smelling like outdoors. You already fat. That's enough. Ain't no need to be doing all that. But like and I said, the young lady got to get herself together, and yeah. I think we turning the corner, but she realizing that her mama is foolish, and I can go as low as you go, or I can go as high as you go, but the choice is yours.
Oh, now you go low. That ain't no problem, but when I go low, you just...
Because you go too far.
I don't go
too
far.
You go too far. You all the way out there in Alcatraz or someplace trying to do some old foolish shit. Hey. I'm over here just trying to get the kids prepared. You go way in the left field. So me and you are not the same.
We need extremes.
Exactly. And they need threats. You're
they
too
need
much.
To know, like, hey...
And see, your kids will make you out to be a liar. So the shit I say, I'm willing to do. If you use it as a threat, you got to be willing to carry that shit out.
And I'm willing to do that.
And that's my point. And that's why I step in every time. So, that's why I step in every time. Because so, you just said threat. So if it's a threat, that means you don't have intentions of ever going there. But if you are forced to...
I would carry through on the threat is what I'm saying.
Okay. Like I said, you crazy, and therefore, you done had one of my kids almost taken from me one time.
No,
so
don't say that.
I ain't
don't
finna let that. You take none of my kids this time.
Don't say
so
that.
So fuck that shit.
She said,
only take one
that.
Time for me.
Fro Nation, that is not true.
And it is. So did DCF knock on our door?
They did.
Oh, okay. And did they say something about one of our kids?
They did.
And but, they wanted to do a whole safe check.
And they said, hey, we see there's nothing here to worry about. And they left. And
that was enough for me to know that you would never discipline my kids again.
Hey, look, what you mean? I disciplined. And I ain't even put a hand on them this time.
You didn't.
That's the crazy part. You didn't. I got defects called on me for not. I ain't whooped my kid.
Yeah, but you did extreme punishment, sir.
No, according to this woman out there, when I had water for him, it was dark. It wasn't even hot outside. Like, come on, man. Like, that was the most bogus claim ever. Mm. I ain't even.
Well,
put
what
a,
did you do to her? You must have liked her. You must have stopped fucking with her. And that's why the lady called the people on you.
I don't know what it was. Oh, okay. She wasn't my type.
Yeah.
But, you know, at any rate.
What's your type?
You.
Mm-hmm.
You.
Yeah, whatever.
You my
nigga.
Type. You've been my type. For the longest.
For 21 years.
Yes. So, hey, I don't got no type no more. You my type.
Yeah.
Yes. Type Queen Germ. That's my type.
Yeah, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Sound like bullshit to me.
No, it ain't. It's the truth, girl. You know, I love you. You my moon and my stars and all that
the
stuff.
The cinnamon apples.
You my cinnamon apple. And you know this.
Mm-hmm. Let's get it.
So, as far as my week, speaking of good news, that day she got that good news, I got some good news, too. The football gods look down upon thee, and the city hit us up and was like, hey, you got like 40 plus kids on your roster. We're going to have to take some of these kids off your roster and put them on another team. We're going to give y'all two teams out there, and they're going to merge with another team. I said, oh, really? They said, yes. They said, so which kids you giving up? So I gave up, gave up about 12 kids. Got rid of all the waste. Oh, my God.
Cream of the crop.
Got the creme de la creme. You know what I'm saying? Hey.
Ah!
Got him. You know what I'm saying? So, TB1 this year, we locked and loaded. Everybody that's, like, on the team been in workouts all summer. So, this shit finna be, like,
y'all better be on something.
I'm
going to be out there. I'm going to let the people know what's real and what ain't. So when you come over here selling them wolf tickets
in
a couple
of
weeks,
I ain't going to sell no wolf
tickets. I'm going to be here to let the people know what it is and what it is not.
I'm just saying, like, it's looking real glittery this year for the Tom Brown Gladiators. That's
all
I'm going to
say. You sure y'all the Gladiators this
year? Yeah, well, 100% Gladiators. Why would we change? That's all
I mean. I don't know. Shit, y'all undid all kind of shit since I was over there.
We don't change that. That Gladiators is not.
So you say.
We got a whole banner and everything. Don't do that. We got a banner and everything. Don't do that. Don't do that. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. So, that was my week. Got some good news from the football gods. Got rid of my headache. Oh, God. That boy, I was being forced to break a kid's spirit this year to get him to stop playing football. And God says, you don't want to do that. You don't want to do that. I'll take care of it for you. Jesus said, give me that burden.
No.
God said, bring me your burdens.
I'll make it light for you.
I'll make it light. Yes, for you. You heard it. Thank you, Lord. I was so happy. So, yeah, so that was my week. I'm excited. We got about, 7 weeks before a game. Maybe four. About six, 7 weeks before a game. So the countdown is here. We just get our pads in like 11 days, I think. So, pads will be popping soon, and we can't really start practicing September 5th, so whatever that is, September 6th, I think that's the first week of practice officially. So we're going to be happy to be out there. So yeah, that's all for the Coach Germ update, man. As the season gets closer, we'll get more news. Well, Coach Germ, it's time to get into this outline. And we're going to start the show out with our new segment. Well, it's not new no more because it's about, week three?
Yeah.
But one of our newer segments, and it's called What's on the Timeline? And what's on the timeline this week is going all over Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all the things. The cop in Atlanta, the black cop in Atlanta that pulled up on this couple in the park after dark was going to only give them a citation for the situation and end up being a kerfuffle and a scuffle, if you get my drift.
I got it.
So, black people are up in arms. Half of us are on the side of the cop. Half of us is like, fuck the police, even though they know the lady made the situation worse. Did you see the situation? Okay, so the situation goes like this, Queen Jordan. Like I said, cop pulls up on this couple that was in the park after dark. You know, he's writing one citation, and then, you know, he talked to the man first. You know, he tells the man, like, hey, you know, you in the park after dark. Here's a citation. And, you know, dude's like, do I have to sign a ticket? He's like, well, I mean, you can go to jail, you know, so if you don't sign the citation. So, you know, he signs the citation. So then, you know, the woman, she's standing over there by her car. He calls her over. She come over there full of attitude. Like, she over there, like, fuck the police, Black Lives Matter. Like, she got that, like,
that energy.
Fist up. Yeah, she coming with that energy, nigga. Like she got Parks. She called Parks a crump, for she came over there.
She already
nigga.
Had his name.
She, hey, on the line, nigga. So she come over there, and the cop trying to explain to her, like, hey, here's a citation I need you to sign, you know what I'm saying, for being in the park after dark. Well, we from out of town. He was like, that doesn't matter. Like, because the rules are the rules, regardless of people think ignorance of the law is excuse. No, it's not. You need to know the fucking law. So if you out of town and you don't know the motherfucking law, you need to shut the fuck up. Like, I'm pretty sure it's a sign, like, on every park that you go to that says park shuts down at sunset. Am I not right? It says that in
most places.
Most
I mean,
parks
I,
got
I
a
would
sign
think, yeah.
that says
I've seen it
park
enough times.
Shuts down at sunset. Yes.
You can't
park shut down at sunset.
Yeah. So
yes.
That's
what
thing.
The signs say. You know what I'm saying? So if you in the park, I mean, shouldn't something ring alarms like, well, we are the only ones out here. This is a park.
I mean, that might have been why you came now.
Exactly. So either you.
I don't understand why the people got such an issue. If we out here in nature and we fucking kissing, talking, whatever we doing, selling dope. I don't see what the purpose is. They just want to be able to harass people because I don't see no
park,
reason.
Not motherfucking a damn truck stop.
And that's fine. But at the same damn time, if we ain't out here littering, I don't
but
see nothing
wrong
with
people are out there
it.
Littering.
They not. They that's littering
why,
in the daytime.
That's why they
want to
keep people
out.
Out of the park. People out there having sex, doing crazy stuff.
You going to write the deal ticket?
Huh?
You gonna write the deal ticket?
Deer, they belong there. That's nature.
Oh, okay, then so I belong here too. Let me do what I do
there.
Out here in the wild, and then we can go on
go
back
to the
where
wild,
we come
not
from.
The park. This ain't the wild. This the park.
Yes, it is.
So anyway, so they probably was in the car smoking weed, having sex. Who knows what they're doing? But she comes over there full attitude. You know, the cop. You know, so she first come over there asking his name. He gives his name and badge number one time. Then she still asks him what's his name again. You know, he gives it to her and the number again. Then he asks her to sign the ticket. And then she was just like, no, I'm not signing the ticket.
But do you really have to?
In Georgia, you have to sign the ticket or you're going to jail.
If you done got my ID and all this other stuff, what do I have to sign a ticket for?
Because
my ticket is me signing. I know they say it's not acknowledged of guilt or whatever, but at the same damn time, what am I signing for? If you know that it's me, you got my driver's license to prove that it's me, it's no need for me to sign no thing.
Look, I can pull up your driver's license in the system and write you a fake-ass ticket, but you sign it saying I'm giving you this citation. So, She's full attitude. So he you know, he done gave his name twice and the damn
badge number.
So she's asking for it again. He's like, ma'am, look, I done gave it to you multiple times. I'm not giving it to you again. She's like, well, I'm not signing that ticket. He said, well, so you want to go to jail? And he was like, he gave her like 19, 20 chances to sign that ticket. And so finally he was like, well, put your hands behind your back. So he put, you know, he starts trying to arrest her. She's like, okay, Officer Brooks. Oh, she know that nigga name now. Officer Brooks, okay, I'll sign the ticket. He's like, nah, they gave too many chances now.
He didn't even have to do all that.
She didn't have to do all that.
It don't matter, but y'all will let Johnny and Becky Sue do what the fuck they want to do in the park. I bet if they were some white people, y'all would leave them alone.
No, see, that's the thing. The black cop in Atlanta, cool. They ain't like the rest of the cops in the world. They different because they from the area, they police. So the black dude that he talked to, no problems. He signed the ticket. You know what I'm saying? Maybe because we know what the fuck go down when the police come around if you're a black man. See, black women, y'all just getting y'all a little taste of motherfucking police violence. So y'all need to learn the motherfucking rules. Y'all can't,
it ain't no motherfucking
y'all can't
rules.
Run y'all mouth like y'all think y'all can to them goddamn police. So anyway.
I can talk to whoever.
Don't do that to the police. So anyway. And then, look, I'm going to blame the black man because you ain't tell her that. Like, you supposed to say, hey. Wilanda, shut the fuck up and sign the goddamn ticket. What the fuck is you doing? You supposed to tell her to shut, talk her language. Because the cop telling her, like, hey, she been all, you know, like, we out of town. Why would I bail your ass out? So anyway, he goes.
So they out of town, but then two different cars?
No, they was in one car, I guess. You know what I'm saying? Well, they, no, they was in one car. You know what I'm saying? And so, once he starts getting, you know, trying to get her arms behind her back, she starts struggling with him. They end up goddamn falling on the ground. I think he even might have tased the girl. So, everybody's up and on. Oh, he ain't had to do all that. Yes, he did.
No, he didn't.
That was textbooks policing right there.
Ain't no need. It wasn't no need. Because 9 times out of 10, if she was fighting or she didn't want to sign it, you could have still gave her the ticket. You done got the ticket and go on and file the shit. File it.
You don't sign the ticket, you go to jail.
Well, they need to vote that out of the laws because that don't make sense.
I'll take a citation to go home.
That if you have it, then that's still your citation. It don't matter if you sign that shit or not.
Just sign that shit. I remember that night you telling me, because that man told me the same thing. The night you was pregnant, you was like, hey, I want a fish sandwich. And it was like,
no, I didn't.
Yes, you did. I promise you.
I didn't send you out no house.
Yes, you did. It was after like 11 o'clock and you was just like, I just want a fish sandwich so bad. So I ended up going all the way to Checkers because that was the only place open that had a fish sandwich because that's where you wanted from. I drove to Checkers. On the way home, some cop was following me. He pulled me over. We sitting there arguing because he telling me I ain't have a tag light. And I was like, yo, I don't even think that car has one of these. Like, what are you talking about? You know what I'm saying? So anyway, he telling me to sign the ticket. I'm like, I ain't signing shit. He said, sir, if you do not sign this ticket, you will be bailing yourself out of Clark County Jail. And you in the background on speakerphone, just sign the ticket and come home. He just yelling and stuff. So, yes, it is real. You have to sign that ticket in Georgia or you going to jail. So all y'all people in these other states, I ain't signing no fucking ticket. I ain't signing shit. Okay, well, you try that in Georgia, motherfucker. Try that tough talking shit. See if your ass don't land on the ground being tased, nigga.
For a fish sandwich.
Exactly. That's how much I love this woman. I was willing to
get. That was then.
That just shows you the foundation of the things I go through for you. I was willing to go to jail.
Over some food.
That you wanted. Some food. That you wanted.
It wasn't no need for that.
I was fighting for you because I said I was wrong. And then what happened was with the ticket, I got the light fixed, bought a $2 light bulb, went to court my court date. The judge was about to fine me like $30 for the damn thing. And I said, ma'am, I asked a little whatever the appellate person in the courtroom. I said, hey, it only costs $2 to fix this. Y'all really about to fine me $30? I talked to Jesse that she kept it. Oh, yeah, we're going to dismiss the charges. Just show us the receipt that you got it. Here you go. Bing bong, we out of there. You know what I'm saying? So, people, just sign a ticket, go to trial to fight it, nigga. Fuck all that. Always go to motherfucking trial, nigga. Don't ever settle. Don't ever, because that's what they want you to do. If you go, you show up to that court, it's a good chance them niggas out there policing, nigga. They ain't going to show up to court. And guess what they going to do? They going to drop that shit, nigga. So, always sign a ticket, go to fucking court, nigga. Take your fucking chances, nigga.
Bet on you.
Yes, bet on you. Good word, Queen Jern. So that's what's on the timeline, man. What y'all think? Who was in the wrong? The cop, the black man, or the black woman? Watch black man win the poll.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Once again, they're trying to pit black men against black women because the cop was black, the man was black, and the woman was, like somebody said, they were actors and shit. I said, damn, but the conspiracy theorists be out, nigga. They be conspiracing. Y'all got to notice the month of August, and the month of August only means the return of school. What else happens in August? There's no holidays.
Queen Jern's birthday. It's like the end of summer.
And Queen Jern's birthday, and a lot of people in August, but only people that's here at the Frocast know the birthday in August is Queen Jern. So today, at the time of this recording, is August the 16th. A couple days before Queen Jern's birthday, so this is the last show before her birthday. So, Queen Jern, I got to want to know, you being so big on birthdays, give me some of your best birthday memories. Okay. Now, it can only be two. You can only have one best and one worst, and they can't be in the same period. So, it's got to be an adult one or older one and a younger one, okay?
Okay. Those are parameters. That my very, 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 very best birthday was when I was able to celebrate my 40th birthday party with my siblings and my spouse, and some friends and everything, and family. and I had a wonderful time. I looked so good, and I had so much fun. I had accomplished a lot of different things in that time period, so I was very excited to celebrate. Yeah, and I had like 3 cakes at that birthday party, and I really love sweets, so that was definitely a highlight as well. So yeah, my 40th birthday party was awesome, awesome, awesome celebration. And then if I had to say I had a worst, I would say my sweet 16 party was my worst party ever. One, because it was in my parents' backyard, and
what's wrong with that?
It wasn't, that wasn't it.
It was a family ordeal.
You have to understand, my father has a lot of junk. Mm. And therefore, the backyard was almost halfway occupied with a whole bunch of foolery in the back.
You never met my grandfather.
And so, and I have. and so, but I look, got
he ain't always had that utility house he always had that he had when he met you, when you met him. He used to have that. So he didn't have that. That was new, that utility. I was like, wow, granddaddy is stepping it up.
He got it all fixed up.
Yes.
Now. But so at my sweet 16 party, I got in trouble because my daddy had this old rusty truck back there. Mm-hmm. And so I didn't know any better. I'm 16. I'm a girl. I don't do these things. But the truck looked bad. It looked really bad. So I found a bucket of paint. So I decided that I was going to paint the truck. So, and then I didn't paint nothing but the side of the truck that was visible. So the other side that was facing the gate, you couldn't see it. But the part that you was going to see by being in the backyard, I painted. So I got in some real trouble.
Did they make you paint the rest of the truck?
No, but I shellacked that shit on there. When I tell you, I painted that side of that truck and I painted it good.
Was it a paintbrush paint?
Yeah, it was a house paint.
Oh,
I thought all that shit was the same. Hell, is you got buckets of paint out here. I painted that side. It was like a grayish color. And I'm talking about I lathered it up. It was good as far as I could see. But of course, because it wasn't the right kind of paint, my daddy was very upset with me. But I was just like, the truck is obviously junk. It's in this backyard. It's been back here probably over a year. So chances are I did it a favor. Maybe you'll get it out of here now. But I got in trouble about that. And then the icing on the shitty cake was when I had met this dude and he was supposed to have been some girl I knew, we were friends, mm-hmm. cousin. And when I tell you that was the first time I ever saw him, it was not a good idea to bring him to my party.
Oh, wow. And so that was the first. Oh, wow.
Yeah, so he came to the party. He was ugly. He had dirty shoes on.
Oh, man.
So it was just like, oh, my God. Mm-hmm. I got to actually talk to this dude. He bought a gift. Man. So I was just like, he is not cute.
He was a dusty.
Yeah, he was a mess. And then he was probably like a year or two older.
Oh, wow.
So he had a car, so I thought he was somebody. And, you know, back then, you got a car. It was kind of like you were okay.
You could tell a nigga that walked his shoes dirty.
But his shoes was dirty. That means I don't know why.
Was the rest of the fit dirty or just the shoes?
It was just the shoes.
Oh,
but,
damn.
I mean, his face was ugly. So it was not good.
Ugly niggas got to dress better. Like, that's the thing. Ugly niggas can't not dress. Because then you can't be ugly and not dress. If you ugly and you could dress, it's like you ain't as ugly. Like, for some strange reason.
It does something for you. It's a filter.
Yeah, it's a filter. It's like a filter. If you ugly nigga and you dress better, you good.
It bump you up a little
bit. Yeah, you got to have some kind of standout stats if you ugly. You got to smell good, be funny. You know what I'm saying? So all that shit takes away from your ugliness. Yes. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? It's like, you know, it make you cute.
Yeah, it'll lift your stats up.
Yeah, so, you know, ugly niggas, like, listen, ugly niggas out there, either dress good, smell good, have like a nice haircut.
All of the above.
Yes, you know what I'm saying? And you won't be as ugly, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah. Get your teeth fixed.
That's what it was.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, comb your fucking hair, whatever. Moisturize your beard, nigga. Do something, nigga. Just look a little better. Like, you know. Invest in yourself.
Yeah. So what you thinking about? You want to share some birthday stuff?
My best birthday, probably, I'm going to go, see, both of mine, I can't remember too many worst ones. Well, as a kid, one of my worst birthdays.
You're supposed to be able to have one. You said I couldn't have one.
I know. As a kid, my worst birthday is, I was a big Dukes of Hazzard fan as a child. And so when this came to my cake, I said, I want a Dukes of Hazzard cake. So, you know, cake was there. You know, I had a Dukes of Hazzard party. Nigga got all the little toys and shit. You know what I'm saying? But then when the cake was there, it was like one piece of the cake where the tires was on the car, where any black motherfucking icing was. And, you know, you got to understand, this was about 84. So icing was,
it was
colorful icing wasn't really.
Disgusting.
Yeah, it had a nasty fucking taste to it. So anyway, I bit into these motherfucking tires on the picture, and it was the nastiest motherfucking cake I ever tasted. And in the picture, it looked like I was crying at my party, but I was really like, oh my God, this shit is fucking nasty. You know what I'm saying? And so,
memories.
Yeah, and so in the picture, it looked like I'm crying at my party, but I'm really not crying. I'm just reacting to the nasty ass tire taste icing that I had on my cake. And for my best birthday, I don't know how old I was, but it was one of these parties we had where, like, everybody showed up. Like, my sister came down.
That's when you turned 40.
Was it? No, it couldn't have been 4 years ago, was it?
Mm-hmm.
We had, like, cookout and everything. No, I think it was.
We did, and it was here, and her son and your son sprayed that.
That's
fucking
when they sprayed the mace in the motherfucking house and cleared the fucking house out.
Cleared this bitch out.
I'm talking about.
We was all outside.
They just sprayed mace in the house. And then it was like, I mean, it cleared the fucking house out. Like, I was sitting out here in the garage. I saw all y'all walking out there. Y'all like, and I thought y'all was turning into zombies or some shit. I was like, oh, shit, the apocalypse has happened. And then I went there like, what's going on? And then the mace hit me. So we all in here choking on mace. And then the funny thing about it is, I guess I didn't clean it up. No, when I was going to clean up, like, maybe
again
a couple
or
days.
Something, yeah.
Or whatever. Like, I activated that shit because I was over there mopping the floor. And all of a sudden, I was in there like, oh, shit. Hit that fucking mace. It hit me again. It said, yo, never forget.
Exactly.
Yeah, so, man, yeah, man. So that was, like, my best birthday because it was just, like, everybody was here. We had a good time. And it was, like, a surprise because I didn't, you know they was coming because we were just going to do what I normally do around here. But, you know, my sis showed up, you know, she drove all the way by herself, like, something I could not do in one day. Like, hey, my sisters, now, both of my sisters, if you need somebody to drive with, you going out of town, you want to get fucked up, them the ones for you to drive, because, hey, no worries. You can sit there and drink the whole trip. You're going to get there. They and they don't mind riding. They'll drive 20 hours in one night, not give a fuck.
Yeah.
Probably won't. They don't even stop for the bathroom break. They have, hey, it's amazing.
Don't do that.
I ain't saying they ride with diapers. They just can hold it until they get to their destination.
Say don't.
You're going to get there. They don't stop for gas.
They will have to stop for me.
Hey.
Because I'm going to have to pee.
And you just can't drink nothing in the car. You're like, nah, not you. Mm-mm, you got to stop too much.
I mean, I ain't got to stop too much, but if you talking about 20 hours, I know I got to pee. I don't give. I don't drink nothing.
You can hold it, man.
Nah, bro.
Learn some self.
Don't do that. I don't have 2 kids from you. You don't. Don't do that. We will not discuss my goods.
I just want to throw Nation to wish Queen Jern a happy birthday. Closing out this segment. Y'all know what to do. Show us some love. I show all the retweets and reposts or whatever. Y'all show us some love out there this week. Because, you know,
My
girl's turning old. She getting old ripe on me. She getting ripe on me.
Don't do that. Don't do that, sir. We not going to discuss all of that. But I know one person that I know need to make sure they send me something for my birthday. But
who's
I'm just going
to
put that out.
Say their name. Say their name. Say their name. Name names, nigga.
I ain't gonna name no names. He know
who
he is.
Put it out there. Nah. You need to put an address on it, nigga.
Why?
Cause I don't like no vague shit. Say who it is.
He know who he is.
Don't hear me that. Don't give me that. I need to know a name.
You already know him.
No, I don't.
Who put their camera on the other day in that live?
I don't know.
Who put their camera on the other day in that live and said, what's up?
Say their name.
MJ.
Okay,
MJ.
Say that. You heard what she said, MJ. The cash app better be ring-a-linging.
It ain't got to be. He can get the address. Mine can come in a box with a bow on it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I hear you.
You know, since he got them rainbow-colored dreads and all, but you know, I'm gonna stick back to the topics.
Yeah, stick back to the topics.
Go back to the topics.
Jocelyn Savage. The name might ring a bell. She was one of R. Kelly's, part of
Beyonce's.
His harem. Yeah,
Beyonce's.
One part of his harem. She reportedly said she was pregnant by Kells. Now, I don't believe this for a second because Kells has been in jail for over a year.
Okay, that's what I wanted to know. I was like, well, when did the nigga get picked up?
He been in jail for a year.
So she done had 2 babies at this point.
Exactly. She's at least on her second pregnancy.
Yeah,
you know
that's what I'm saying. Like, come on.
So if you're pregnant by him now, somebody got some explaining to do. Either you, Jocelyn, or Mr. R. Kelly, because you get conjugal visits.
Thank you.
You know what I'm saying? And you in here knocking chicks up.
Well, so, maybe they done went and got married, and that's how they getting in there. Because you can get them if you marry.
That's, I heard that's, maybe that's by state by state
thing. It might be state by state, but I know the people getting.
I just think you shouldn't be able to get a conjugal visit.
I mean, shit, you ain't even got to call a conjugal. Because I'm telling you now, if I okay, never mind.
I just want to know. I don't think you should be able to get those. If you're locked up in prison. I know
people who done paid enough money that they was able to get up in a little area in visitation and do what they did. That's so now, wild. It might not have been authorized by the state, but it was sure authorized by the nigga who was on duty.
Okay. And he needs to be fired.
Hey, now you minding other people's
business. I ain't minding people's business. This is on the state's dime.
You in prison.
Exactly.
You don't think the niggas in prison deserve to bust a motherfucking nut?
No.
If they got a willing participant in the free world that's bringing that thing over there to him, listen, if he deserve to get it.
You fuck your surroundings.
No.
You lost the opportunity in the free world.
Clearly not. He had enough money to pay somebody to let him get them 10 minutes. That's all he needed was 10 minutes.
That's not how it's supposed to go.
Hey, those who can afford it can pay for it.
I can only fuck what's out here in my surroundings. So you in prison, you got to fuck what's in your surroundings.
So now he fucking the damn COs inmates?
Hey, whatever your pleasure is, you can fuck your hand, you can fuck that man.
Oh, my goodness.
But conjugals ain't part of the plan.
Hey, it should be, though.
No.
It should be. I mean, my thing is, why stress them people out?
You stressing the woman out. Free that woman on the outside world. Free that woman.
Why? She might want to be down there. No. She might want to be locked down with you. She might want to be there.
No.
Because being free ain't what she wants. She don't want that what's in the streets.
She want to do that time
dick
with you.
Yeah, she want that dick that's locked up and confined. Because it's something different about some locked up dick. Oh, it's totally different.
I wouldn't know.
I would hope not. I hope you don't know about no kind of dick.
I hope you wouldn't know either, but hey.
I don't know. Shit. I just know what they tell me.
Okay. Yeah, like you're speaking from experience.
I just know what the people see.
Forgot you. That's was like you was what was that show?
Life after lockup.
Yeah, that was you.
Life after lockup.
Anyway,
but yeah, Jocelyn, she lying. She ain't got no baby from R. Kelly, child. She pregnant from somebody else. She might be pregnant from what the brother name was.
The one he tried to throw it off from in the beginning.
She might be pregnant from him.
Poor R. Kelly, man.
But she ain't
not
pregnant
poor R. Kelly because I don't feel bad for that nigga. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, man, that's crazy. He's about to be a daddy behind bars. Queen Jordan, the Good Brother 12 Cal did an episode where he talked about this. It's like a greatest rapper, like a hip-hop survey, basically, you know, trying to get you to know your hip-hop. And, you know, it was interesting on the show. And I would like to ask you, because I know you're not the biggest hip-hop fan. And, you know, so we're going to go back and forth. So Queen Jordan, like I said, she's not really big on hip-hop. You know what I'm saying? So this is going to be hilarious what she thinks on this thing. So I just got to know. So who's the greatest rapper of all time to you, Queen Jern?
Greatest rapper of all times, Tupac.
Tupac. Okay, I would say Biggie. You know what I'm saying? Who's your favorite rapper of all time?
My favorite rapper of all times. Queen Latifah.
Okay, mine's gonna be Outkast.
That's not one person.
In my mind, they are.
Okay.
Favorite current rapper.
Favorite current rapper, I'ma have to say. Lil Baby.
Lil Baby, okay. I'm gonna go with J. Cole. Favorite female rapper.
I'ma say Nicki Minaj.
Okay. Mine would probably be, I'm going to go with, I'm going to say Nicki. I go with Nicki. You know.
Don't go with her. Is that what you want
to
say?
Yeah. I mean, because, you know, like, I would say, I'm trying to think about, yeah, I'll go with Nicki.
Okay.
Favorite rap group?
Favorite rap group? I'll say Outkast.
I'm going with Outkast. Favorite trap rapper?
I'm going to say Future.
I'm going with trap rapper. Ooh, this is a good one. I'll say, I go with T.I. I go with T.I.
And I almost said that.
Favorite rapper under 30.
I don't know them people. I don't know, like, the ages, but if I had to say, let's say Future. Oh.
Future's definitely over 30.
Oh, sorry.
Future's well, like our age.
Little baby it is.
Little baby. Okay, I'm going to go with Kodak. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, he the one that sound retarded.
Yes. Favorite storytelling lyric. So what's your favorite storytelling song?
Probably something by Slick Rick.
Slick Rick, yeah. About to say, yeah, children's story, yeah. Nigga. Favorite underrated.
And they have to be rappers.
Underrated, yeah, rapper, yeah. Somebody just don't get their credit. But they are dope.
And they are a rapper.
You can skip if you don't have an answer.
Common.
Common, okay. I'm going to go with Fonte right there. Most overrated.
Most overrated rapper. Jay-Z.
Wow. I'm going to go with Eminem. Favorite producer.
I don't know no producers, but I don't. I'm sorry.
Okay, it's no problem. favorite producers.
DJ Khaled, that's what he do.
He's a ranger.
Oh, okay. I said he stay hollering on people's stuff.
Yeah, he just get people on the track together. He don't really make the beats. He like, the runners, Cool and Dre. He always tell who do the beat. I'm gonna go with Organized Noise. I'll probably just go with them because consistently, you know, they get it to you. Favorite rap album of all time.
Aquemina.
That's a tough one for me. Because it's either Aquemina, ATLians, or Southern Playlistic.
Sir.
Or.
Sir.
Pastor Troy, we ready. I declare war.
Sir.
So those are my choices.
That's not fair. I play by the rules.
Okay. I'm just going to go Southern Playlistic. I'm going to go Southern Playlistic. Okay. Favorite rap song?
I think Lil' Kim. I think it's a Big Mama thing. I used to be scared of the throw lips to the
Calm down. My favorite rap song, and this is tough. It's probably going to be Damn. I'm just going to take the easy way out right here. No More Playing GA. That's the easy way out.
Okay.
Easy way out. Favorite rap duo. That's just a two-person group.
Outkast,
duh. Favorite posse cut. Like, that's like the group of niggas together. That's they in the same crew together.
Wu-Tang.
Which song?
I thought you said just...
A posse cut, like a song.
Oh.
Like from a crew.
Wu-Tang ain't nothing to fuck with.
I'm probably going to go with the Scenario remix. You know what I'm saying? That shit was hard. I love that shit.
Okay.
Favorite female rap album? Go ahead, say it.
What?
Oh, I don't know.
I don't either. You didn't give me this.
It's probably on the back. On the back.
Oh, it is. But it's tiny. Oh, I didn't pay it no attention.
Okay. So, favorite female rap album. I'm probably going to go with Rhapsody's. which one that was? Layla's Wisdom. Because that's like the only one I could listen to, you know, and not get inundated with sexual lyrics and stuff. You know, maybe Queen Latifah album. That was pretty dope. Black Rain. I think that was it. Favorite featured verse. Like, somebody that jumped on the verse. Like a feature. They not with them. It was just a feature.
I don't know.
A feature. I'm going to go with, No, because that was his album. That was Guru. Feature. Outkast on Andre 3000 on Thought Process on Soul Food. That shit was hard. That was one of the dopest features of all time. I'm gonna go with. So, 12 Cal, there we go. We answered your hip hop list. If y'all want it, the questionnaire, let me know. I'll send it to you. Y'all know how to get in touch with me. At Frocast on Instagram, at the Frocast on Twitter. And I'll send you the questionnaire. You can do it yourself. Now, to the relationship part of our podcast, since we are a relationship podcast.
We not.
I got to know, Queen Germ. In a relationship, how important is compatibility?
Compatibility depends on what you're trying to match up. Like, some people will think the compatibility of, you know what I'm saying, like, what kind of sexual compatibility you have. Like, if you like to have sex a lot, the other person don't like to have sex much, chances are that's not going to work out. So, yeah, in that type of situation. If you somebody who are okay with giving and the other person is okay with taking, that's not the same because both of y'all aren't giving, both of y'all aren't taking. Of course, it'll happen at different times. But then some of those differences could make y'all better for each other because, of course, if the other person likes to give, the other person likes to take, that's a good exchange because everybody's doing what they like to do. They're playing the role that they intended to play. So I think compatibility is important, but it's not the most important thing. I think your commitment to being together is more important than compatibility. You got to be able to tolerate each other. Mm-hmm. So it's a lot of other factors in there that I think compatibility would complement. But not necessarily say that it's the most important thing. Because if you have a goal to build something with somebody, to be with that person, to care for that person, make that person better, sometimes we may not be compatible. Because if you're looking at who making the other person feel good and all that stuff, sometimes you got to bump heads to make progress. Yep. So as long as it's done in love and respect, I don't think necessarily it has to be a thing of compatibility. But yes, some things we got to be compatible on, and then other things, if we disagree, we just have to know how to do it with love and respect and humility and, you know, those type of things. Not being proud and not wanting to be right, just wanting us as a unit to be better.
Mm, okay. Like, so, what are some areas of compatibleness that you are not willing to concede on, ma'am?
Well, you've made me out to be a liar on a lot of things.
Don't say that, man.
Oh, you have, because I said I never date a man who don't really go to church. I never, you know what I'm saying? There's a lot of stuff that you say. That's how they say never, because once you put that shit in the atmosphere, it seems like the world turns that way, and then you got to make a choice whether this shit going to be my reality or not. But it's like we are textbook should never be together. Like, just to be real. Like, it's so many things that we are not the same.
You want
to
see if we can take a compatibility test?
I don't want to do that right now. But I'm just saying, like, we know who we are. Like, you know who you are. You know who I am. So, therefore, a lot of things on paper, we would not be the ideal couple. But we make it work. So, my thing is, it's about, I'm a scientist. It's about evidence. This is evidence-based. We are meant to be together. So, what is the problem? Like, it doesn't matter what the books say. It doesn't matter what a test says. It doesn't matter what a questionnaire says. It doesn't matter what the listeners say. It matters what we choose to do. And if we choose to say we're going to be together, we're going to be together. If we choose to say we ain't going to be together, no test going to make us change our mind. So it's about where we are in the moment and in this moment, in this time frame. You know, that's what it is. We done been highs and lows for 21 years. Mm. Ain't no test, no questionnaire, no therapist. None of that could tell me nothing. So fuck that shit. All
right, so let's do this look. This compatibility.
It better not be more than 5 questions. It's 10, I don't, actually. See, this is the shit I'm talking about.
Okay, so it's okay. We'll ask 5 of the questions. Well, we can't do it, then the test won't matter. Be no.
Okay, just, I mean.
So question one.
When do we ever have to follow rules here?
I get it. As a couple, would you say that you share a common vision for your future? A, not really. B, not at the moment. We'll just see what happens. C, mostly yes. But we don't have it all plotted out. Or D, yes, we frequently talk about our future goals together.
I'm going to say the next to the last one. I guess that was C.
Mostly yes. Okay. Question two. If someone asked you how compatible you were as a couple, what would you say? A, we're just rubbing along. I guess I don't tend to give it much thought. B, we don't have that much in common, but we're okay for now. C, our relationship isn't perfect, but we are strong as a couple. Or D, we see ourselves as very connected and are on the same page about things that are most important to us.
C.
Okay. 3, how do your political views match those of your partner? A, it's like night and day. We avoid talking politics. B, we scream our differing points of view at each other. C, On a few things we match, but a lot of the time we have to agree to differ. Or D, we have a lot of similar views and have learned to respect each other's viewpoint when we disagree.
I'll say D.
Okay. Question 4. When it comes to religion, are there any points of contention? A, we really don't talk about religion as we know because it'll cause an argument. B, we can never agree on this and argue all the time. C, we do differ in some ways, but we try to make it work. Or D, we have similar ideas and have worked to understand any differences too.
A.
5. How do you spend your spare time as a couple? A, we really don't spend much of our free time together. B, we argue a lot about not spending enough of our spare time together. C, we tend to pursue our hobbies separately, which works for us. Or D, we have a nice balance between shared interests and separate hobbies.
B. I argue. He says nothing.
Question 6. When it comes to finances, how does your attitude differ to that of your partner? A, we don't bother talking about money. B, we have pretty different attitudes when it comes to money, which tends to cause arguments. C, we prefer to keep our finances separate so that we are responsible for our own money decisions. And D, we tend to agree on most things to do with money. We're in the habit of discussing things and then making decisions together.
C.
Okay. As a couple, would you say that you regularly share a laugh together? A, not really. We don't have a similar sense of humor. B, our humor jars with one another. We actually often end up rowing instead of laughing. C, we do have a giggle together sometimes and like similar comedy shows. Or D, we share a laugh most days and it makes us feel connected.
D.
All right. During the holiday season, how easy is it for you to decide whose family to spend with Christmas with? A, we tend to split up and visit our own families. B, we often can't agree and it causes massive rows. C, we tend to spend the holiday season away from our families as it makes life easier. Or D, we're always planned ahead in order to head off conflict and take in turns.
Well, the real one would be going to my people, but
it's D. Planned ahead.
Okay.
Yes. Question 9. How close are you when it comes to sex and intimacy? A, we just have mechanical sex. B, we're pretty passionate. It's one area that's always been good. C, we like to hold hands and have a cuddle. Or D, intimacy is important to both of us, and we're always made time to be close.
I guess I won't say B. Okay. I mean, it's gotten better over the years, but it's always been good.
And the last question. When it comes to talking about raising a family, how similar are your ideas? We just muddle along. B, it's a real bone of contention as we differ about most things. C, we realize that we have to compromise. Or D, we share similar values and beliefs about parenting and maintain a regular dialogue to ensure we stay on the same page.
I would say D.
All right. Let's see what the answers say.
They probably say one of y'all should get your things.
You answered D.
Because y'all ain't supposed to be together.
Okay, so you have similar beliefs and values about the important things in your lives, from family and friendships to managing money. This has enabled you to create a strong and secure relationship. However, you both understand that your relationship needs constant and consistent nurturing. It is this understanding that stops you from taking each other for granted. You acknowledge that just being on the same page isn't enough. You learn that in order to go the distance, you have to maintain connection, communication, and compassion. You invest in this as a couple and regularly work on it, and this keeps your relationship healthy. If you're planning on getting married, our partners and marrying, blah, 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 blah. So, no. So, that was a compatibility test. How'd you feel about the synopsis?
I was fine with whatever. Okay. It's just like, I'm surprised they didn't say we weren't supposed to be together, but
I told you.
I don't know what lies you told them on your end. I said my stuff. You didn't say what you thought.
I clicked on what I agreed with.
Exactly. And that's what I said. You didn't share that with the people. The people
want to
know.
I shared with your answers.
The people want to know.
Me and you agreed on everything.
Oh, okay. No, we didn't. We didn't.
That could have been our top 10, but that wasn't our top 10. This is our top 10. Top 10 every week where we take something. It's usually 10 things. And we talk about them, whether it's the best, the worst, the ugliest, the prettiest. It doesn't matter as long as it's 10 of them. And this right here is the top 10 states with the best weather. I know what state going to be on there. I know it. So the top 10 states with the best weather all year round. So what they mean by is comfortable temperatures with daily highs averaging between 63 and 86 degrees for 7 or more months of the year. Dry weather at most 60 inches of rain a year, and mainly clear skies with sunshine for at least 60% of the time on a yearly average. Those are the parameters. Let's get to the top 10. At number 10, we got Louisiana. You know what I'm saying? At number 9, we got North Carolina. At number 8, we've got Delaware. Number 7, South Carolina. Wow. Number 6, we got Georgia. Number 5, we got Florida. Number 4, we got Arizona. Number 3, we got Texas. Number 2, we got Hawaii. And the number 1 state with the best weather year round is California.
Oh, yeah.
So, those were your top 10 best weather states, best states for weather year round. So, Queen Jern, what is your top 3? This is a tough top 3 for me.
Yeah.
This is a tough top 3 for me, man. This is a tough one. I tell you, it is.
Well, I'm going to say California for number 1, Georgia for number 2, and Louisiana for number 3.
Wow. I'm going with Cali, Florida, and... man, let's keep the no state tax going. Let's go Texas. No. Arizona. Okay. Yes. So Arizona, Florida, and California were my 3. The bottom 3, Queen Jern, what you got?
I'm going to have to say South Carolina.
Yes.
Texas and North Carolina. Your shirt off.
My bottom 3 going to be South Carolina, Hawaii, and Delaware. I mean, fuck, want to live in Delaware.
What's wrong with Hawaii?
It's out there in the middle of nowhere. Like, I'm cool. That's too far away from everything. Like, you out there.
I didn't realize you said Hawaii. I might have put it on my list. But
you put it on your list as one of the top 3, I believe.
No, I didn't, baby.
You did?
Mm-mm. I put my favorite states, California, Georgia, and Louisiana.
So that's the top 10 for this week. Tune in next week and we'll hit you with another one. Well, it's TV talk time. Well, gotta let you know we had the season finale of P-Valley. And I gotta know, Queen Jerm, how do you feel about it?
Well, I'm gonna say overall, it was not the best. It was not the best ending. But I must say the moral of the story that I went away with was that dreams do come true if you believe. And that was true for Mayor Bishop, and it was true for the fellas. Uncle Clifford and Lil Myrtle, they had a
lovely dream. Some people said that might have been Uncle Clifford imagining it again.
But we're going to go with what it was, what the people left us on the table with. So until they undo it, to me, it was a dream come true. So Mayor Bishop done got to be the mayor of Chuckalisa.
Mayor Bishop, the crazy, what's her last name?
Woodbine. And she crazy as hell. Yeah. Even Mercedes got her gym open, got her pictures up in there. Her girlfriend even sent her a motherfucking check. Mm. And it's on. So everybody making
moves. And she got her daughter back.
So people
the stepmom's going to rehab. And so she, Mayor Bishop said she just... being Bishop and Mayor was a little bit too much, and trying to run behind a teenager that's fast as hell. Like, that's your problem now. So she got her daughter back. And it kind of felt like this was the series finale. Like, it ain't going to be a season 3. That's the
it
way
might it, not be. Yeah, because they wrapping up the...
it's like, it's wrapped up. Like, it's like, the pink going to stay the pink because they built the canal. So they don't have to tear the pink down. Fucking Autumn Knight ran off with Uncle Clifford money, and she's leaving the show, so she ain't coming back.
Yeah, she talking about she need to change.
But the way they had Diamond, like, the whole
he done got all wrapped up in something.
And I think that he was like, he killed our lieutenant, so I don't know who.
I think that's the Autumn Knight man that came to town.
Yeah, I don't know who the fuck that was. So, yeah, so that shit crazy. I don't know what's going on. Because
I think that's why that girl asked about that ring.
Yeah.
Remember when she asked about that
she
ring?
She did ask about that
and
ring.
And I think that had what was connecting him to that man.
She damn sure did.
That's why I think that's what they came for.
And then that make you think, was Autumn Knight in on it? Because she the one that picked her, selected her. Like, nah, we going to pick Big Bone. Uh-huh. Like, remember, she the, that's yeah, who she the one
got the girl
so
down.
Maybe she playing had something all the to do people. With it. Yeah, so I don't know. We'll see how that play out. But
can't
I was
take as long as they did the last time to come back.
Yeah, I was a little disappointed with this season finale because it just didn't. It didn't have that, you know, y'all had a pretty damn good season
steady
up
season.
Until this point. And I was really excited because y'all leave us on the cliffhanger like last week. And then you come in like thinking like it was going some shit going down. And basically Lil Murder just basically said, I'm going to start living my life as a, you know, as the person he want to be.
Or whatever, yeah.
And he, you know, and whether that cost him his career or not, he don't care. And Cliff was like, nah, don't do it for me, nigga. I'm 40 years old. You half my age. Like, don't do this. You know, you got a chance to get out of Chuckalisa, and I'm happy where I want to be at. Like, I could be Uncle Clifford here in Chuckalisa for the rest of my life and not have to worry about nothing. You know what I'm saying? But you got a chance to get the fuck out. But, you know, he made it out alive, so my theory was wrong. Little Murder did not get shot. And you know, so, yeah.
Now, so he told why the Tika, whatever his name was, had committed suicide. So he did share that because, you know, she said don't tell her until he was ready to share it. Mm. And so he was talking about how the fella probably, you know, just couldn't live life being alive no more.
Yeah.
So.
Mm. And then, Derek, he got a old girl.
Got her all
She thought she
up.
Was about to leave, and then he went and called the police on her.
First of all, her family ain't shit because the stepsisters, they called the man and told the man them churn was
the
over
mama
there.
Did that.
The mama, but the girl should have stopped the mama. I would have had to slap the piss out my mama. That would have been my mama. Like, come on, man.
Nah, the mama's like, nah, fuck that. You going to stay with that nigga. I know what he doing to you. You going to stay with him. You messed up my life or whatever, you know.
Well, so, she would have had to get her ass murked. I'm just going
to yeah, so
real.
He did. She had to stay around for 6 months, and she ended up swinging on the police. Because
she already
she in
locked
jail.
Up.
Yeah. And she called Diamond, right?
And that's how Diamond ended up in the trunk. He was trying to go help her.
He was going to get caught that night anyway. As soon as he came out of there, they would have been on his ass. She knew too much about him, where he lived at, everything. He was going to get caught. So yeah, man. That was all for P-Valley, man. Good season, terrible finale, but what can you do? It's TV. You know, I still give the season 2 thumbs up.
Okay, 2 thumbs.
Next up, we got Rap Shit. What happened on this episode? Oh, this episode when Shauna went back to New York to see, they went to New York to meet with the Spotify people.
And then her and the boyfriend can't stand to see her winning, and he ain't shit.
Yeah, he felt like a plus one and shit, and he liked for her to be down and shit. He seen that she was popping, and, you know, who's this new girl, you know what I'm saying?
You over here like a rap whore and all
kind
of bullshit,
like,
he's saying.
What the fuck? I think, like you said, he was fucking, he liked them Plain Jane girls, and that Florida was too much for him. He couldn't take it, and so, you know. That turned them off. So they end up breaking up. And Mia, she went up there to meet one of her people that be only fanning her up. And he was trying to pay for some pussy. He got a room for her, spa treatment. I mean, sushi.
Tricking on a big time.
Had the
limousine.
Everything.
Pick up from the airport.
You know what I'm saying?
And what happened?
He take her out. He go back to the room. He wanted to fuck. Next thing you know. He didn't cancel the room on her because she didn't give up that day.
Next morning,
yes.
Housekeeping,
time to go.
Room service, checkout time, bitch. Get it up out of here.
Go. So she ended up having to stay with them and shit, or staying with somebody.
Yeah, she came and stayed with her and the boyfriend, but you know they wrapped that up real quick because they was out all day and doing what they had to do with the Spotify people. He mad because he didn't have a wristband and he couldn't get in the back and.
Yeah,
and he mad because she came out there and wanted to take a picture with another nigga, which you should
Brent
know
Fires.
That the dude, she was just a fan. She wasn't trying to get with the nigga, but hey, when you're insecure, you're insecure.
Yep, that's an ugly demon. So that's all that basically happened on Rap Shit. You know, nothing big happened. Just them going in the Spotify execs liking their song and. You know, so they getting some traction with the music.
And the little fake friend who wasn't really going to help them, she wanted to take credit for knowing them now that the Spotify people like them.
Mm-hmm.
So
somebody else was like, play that, I got a new group. And she's like, oh, yeah. Nah, not
yeah,
too late.
They from back where I'm from. Now all of a sudden you know the trend.
You're not on your job, lady. They was back from where you was from, you would know that. But at any rate, that's all for Rap Shit. I begrudgingly do this. The Shy. Did finally Keisha step up, grow some balls, and told Tiffany about her and Emmett or whatever? It made Tiffany so mad that she went back to Emmett's house and tried to fuck Emmett. Emmett turned her down, and now Tiffany don't know what to do with herself.
She back at the house with her nigga and trying to be up in this man's face like she love him, and you don't love that man.
Yeah, you just...
You operating out of fear of being alone, but you ain't operating out of love.
She really upset that Emmett changed after her. She was like, Emmett never...
Yeah, you ain't never did this for me. Yeah. You ain't never do that for me, but you
nigga
did.
You got a nigga that's spending all kind of shit, but I guess she said she liked the little things.
Yeah, but then the thing is, you didn't give him a reason to do right by you. Exactly. You came to this nigga and said you wanted to fuck other people. You said this. So you saying that a nigga supposed to have fought for your love because you told him that you wanted to fuck other niggas, you really thought that was going to be the motivation that he needed? Hey.
I told you, I seen somebody say that people ain't giving that bad advice. That's bad advice.
That's bad advice. That's terrible advice.
Tell him what you want. Tell him you know. And he agreed to it like a fool.
Because he was trying to be what she wanted. Yeah. And the thing is, it was no right answer.
Yeah, it wasn't the right answer.
If
I say no, I don't want you fucking nobody else.
You mad. You done fucked all these people.
We can't be together no more.
You done did this to me. You done did that to me. Now you fucking out of mad. You know what I'm saying? You fucking out of anger. You ain't fucking because you even want to fuck them people. You just fucking. I want to make him jealous. I want to snag somebody that's going to do right by me. This man here buying you all kind of expensive shit, taking you places.
You agreed to some bullshit that you ain't down with. Now you too deep in the fucking hole to turn around. Like,
yeah.
Once you take them terms and conditions, shout out to Dolomite, you fucked up. You fucked up.
Yeah.
So once
you
got
to be prepared for all of it. You looking at just what's in front of your face. You got to look at what's down the road and around the corner.
Because
once you get down up in there, you don't know which one of y'all would have found somebody that you had, done turned your shit out. And it ain't always got to be sexual.
Exactly.
But at the same time, you start playing with these other people. And then this nigga got your nose wide open.
Open.
And then you over here talking about some why nigga ain't tell you about this, that, and the third. You knew Tiff when, what the girl name is? Keisha, and that boy was fucking before. Ain't no way you didn't know.
And then another thing that pissed me off about this episode, I'm about to get off of it because it doesn't deserve this much time. It was a Valentine's Day episode. Everybody had on red or pink. Every fucking scene.
Yeah, some kind of shade of red.
And that shit was like highly unlikely. Like, why was this? This is not a fucking musical. Like, why are you doing
it? It felt like somebody was going to break out in song.
I was waiting for it.
I thought
like,
it was Jason.
I was like,
I thought he was going to start singing.
I thought Jake was going to start singing.
He don't need to cry.
Jake is a terrible actor, and I'm not going to shit on little kids.
Yeah, but he looked like E.T. when he cried.
Hey,
that was not okay.
Yeah, like, Jake is a funny-looking character, though. Yeah. Shout out to him, though. That's all for the shot, man. I'm not going to spend too much time on it, because it was bad.
It was love. Everybody was in love.
It was bad.
Mom and daddy got engaged after people was talking trash about him in school.
Yeah,
because
they don't know people can change.
Yeah.
He changed.
That's what they wanted people to know. They could change.
Mm-hmm. So not the same Darnell. Let's change up. To the last show, we got Power Book 3. Raising Kanan came back. We got Kanan. He been on the low since the cop got shot. And we know that like 3 months have passed and the cop, Omar Epps, he awakens, who was also Kanan's daddy. He wakes up, but his memory fucked up.
Don't think his memory fucked up.
You don't think so?
No, I just think he doing that so that the people can leave him alone about telling on the boy.
You are correct about that.
Because he know everything else.
Yeah.
You shouldn't know how to get to the station.
Yeah.
You shouldn't remember your old partner. You shouldn't remember half them people and what they got going on.
Yeah,
but
you're right.
You remember about people's children and all kind of things, but you don't remember who shot you.
He remember where the nigga lived at because he damn sure came to his house, but he did have the paperwork there, so who knows?
No. That wasn't it.
Yeah.
He know that boy.
Because it just, you know. So, but he alive now, so he ain't got no reason to save him. Like, he only wanted to save him for the bone marrow and shit. But he got that. So, he don't need that no more. You know, and they saying that his cancer in remission.
Yeah, he's a miracle.
Yeah, he's a miracle. You know what I'm saying? So, that happened. So, basically, Kanan's mom, she got the towers jumping. I'm talking about motherfucking jumping. Got whole floors locked down. She basically turned into
the Carter. She paying the people rent.
Paying them everything.
Keep their damn mouth
shut moves. The fuck up. Keep it moving.
The people don't even get on the elevator with
her. Yeah. Walk around the crack smoke. They know what it is. And then Kanan, he basically told his mom, like, he don't think he made for that life. Like, I don't know how his mom going to take
him.
It. You know what I'm saying? She going to be like, too late now, nigga. You done shot a bitch. Like, nigga,
you in.
You in now, nigga. Like, fuck is you talking about? Like, you know what I'm saying? And Marvin, the brothers, like the one brother with the music. Basically, what's his name? The little homeboy.
Leo.
Who?
Leo is the brother with the music.
Yeah, and then Leo the Marvin is
the,
okay.
The rough one.
But the rapper he got, I can't think of his name.
Famous?
Famous, yeah. Famous basically chill, trying to live off that one song. It ain't really working. He getting high. His ambition gone. He understands the rapper. He got to write. And he just want beats to write too. And nigga like, no, nigga, it don't work like that, mm-hmm. nigga. Like, you got
to
have gotta something.
You got to give me something, and yeah. I can make a beat to go and with so, your you know, something.
The girlfriend, she thought just because she was fucking the nigga that was going to help, but he replaced her with a girl that looked just like her, and she's talented, and she's not a motherfucking actor. So then the girl that he was fucking started fucking a producer nigga, so it's getting messy on messy with Kanan.
Already.
Yeah, Jukebox, we had a Jukebox appearance. She's still...
with the daddy.
Mad with Marvin, yeah, because it's only been 3 months, you know what I'm saying, so, you know.
And he did some fucked up shit, so you can't choke your kid out. And think that they gonna be
exactly spit on a man. There was somebody spit on somebody.
Yeah, I remember some spit going on. Yeah.
And that's why he got down yoked the ass up. And then Unique is getting out of jail. Well, he was scheduled. No, he did get out.
He fought somebody.
Yeah, he did get out because the man told him it wasn't him. The dudes jumped him. So yeah, Unique got out. Cause I think he got out at the end. He walked out.
So now
Marvin was waiting for him outside. Well, he wasn't waiting for him. He was just looking. He saw him come out. And you know, so that's pretty much for Razor Kanan.
The streets need a body. The
streets need a body. And that's for TV Talk. We'll be back next week with the rest. It's now time for Queen Germ's favorite segment of the show. It's Bad Black Cinema. Bad Black Cinema, or the BBC as we like to call it around here, is with me and Queen Germ. Act out situations suggested by you, the listener, or sometimes we just make them up. Now, before we get into this improv, let me let y'all know we are not classically trained actors. We did not study at Juilliard. Hell, we ain't take no acting classes. But every week we come here and we do it for y'all. This week's situation goes like this. Ratchet therapist is at a job interview. Y'all know who the ratchet therapist is. He's the ratchet therapist. He gives bad advice and he's angry and he shows up. Sometimes he gives couples advice. Sometimes he goes to Popeye. His food is wrong. But this time, he's looking for a job because the therapy is slowing down. Queen Germ, are you ready? I'm the ratchet therapist, so you got to be the lady conducting the interview. Cause you okay. got to. Are you ready?
Hi.
Action.
Good afternoon. Would you like to have a seat?
Yeah. Can before we get into this, I just want to let you know I have a doctorate in psychology, so I am qualified for this position, ma'am. Can we expedite this interview because I got to get to another job? Okay?
Okay. So first off, could you please elaborate on what type of experience you've had?
Ma'am, I have a PhD in psychology from the University of Phoenix. I'm experienced.
Okay, I understand, but you do realize that the work that we do here is something that we have to be patient with. We have to talk to
patient. I like dealing with patients. Now my patience is I don't really be
okay. So yeah. Sir, please introduce yourself.
My name is Robert Chapman.
Okay, Mr. Chapman. So can you just elaborate a little bit more about that? What do you like to do?
You talking about my free time or like what? Man,
what,
listen,
what therapy?
Ask me questions that pertain to this job, okay? Because, ma'am, like I said, I got to go. I got other jobs I got to get to, okay?
You trying to go to other jobs, but you want to solidify this.
Yes.
So you need to convince me,
ma'am,
that you have the skills.
I have a PhD from the University of Phoenix, okay?
Do you realize that's online, right?
It doesn't matter.
So anybody could have taken your classes.
I took the classes,
okay,
ma'am.
Okay, so you say. But your...
Do you not know I used to run a private practice downtown?
I bet, and you don't run it anymore.
I don't, because the corona shut me down.
Your temperament is not what it needs to be for this environment.
Listen, ma'am, did you go to college, ma'am?
I did.
Where'd you go to school at? Did you go to the University of Phoenix?
I don't think so.
Do you have a doctorate in psychology?
I do.
No, you don't.
I do.
No, you
I
don't.
I would not... You think that they would allow someone
you
to interview you?
You are an HR representative,
ma'am.
You
think somebody would interview
you
that does
have
not
a BS
have the credentials?
In journalism, okay?
Okay, sir, what you're not finna do is come up in my motherfucking office with that bullshit.
See, you know what?
Okay?
Hey, listen. First of all, I like your attitude. I can work somewhere like this that you cussing people in interviews, and I think I pretty much got this job because you cussing at me at this daggum interview, ma'am.
No, the fuck you don't.
Ma'am, listen.
So I asked you a specific question, or I tried to. So can you elaborate on any professional development that you had in the last two?
Professional development is this doctorate. And you keep asking did I write books? Was I co-signed on any paperwork?
Not co-signed. No, ma'am. Co-author.
I don't have to co-author, whatever y'all call it in academia. No, ma'am, I did not. I wrote a couple of books that's on Amazon. Would you like the link to buy them? I got 20 books on Amazon.
Not linked.
Self-help, all kind of books. I got e-books, audio books. Ma'am, listen, I work all the time. I'm a therapist. I'm trying to get this little punk-ass job at your place, but you sitting here asking me all these questions like I ain't qualified.
First and motherfucking foremost, sir,
listen,
you won't ever talk about this here is no punk-ass
ma'am,
place
you're hiring me to be a damn cleanup man, okay?
Why are you hiring me for no cleanup man? You ma'am, just said you were supposed to be the therapist, nigga. Are you high?
I'm not.
Are you on drugs?
No, ma'am, listen. I'm not the therapist. I applied for the custodial position.
Why?
So what?
You got a PhD in psychology and now you sweeping the floor?
I have other jobs, ma'am. This ain't my main job.
So you telling me you would turn down the job that's going to pay you $250,000 to
ma'am,
sweep
I don't
the motherfucking
know what,
floor?
Ma'am, listen. I have my own private practice. Okay?
You on drugs, sir.
Signed up to be the custodian here, okay?
Uh-uh. That's not what's on my paperwork.
Ma'am, well, you got me wrong. You Robert Chapman?
Yeah, that's what it's in.
I thought I was applying for the damn cash. I don't want to be I like my private practice. I can do what I want to do. Okay?
You are strange, sir.
Cut.
You are quite strange.
Bad Black Cinema, y'all. The curveballs be getting thrown. If y'all like to suggest a situation, send it in, man. We'll act it out. Don't be scared. Well, it's time to read some rap lyrics, y'all. We read rap lyrics over here. When we read rap lyrics, we read an office voice, a professional voice, a white voice, a black voice, an Italian voice, a badly African voice. It don't matter. We read them. It's Queen Germ time. Queen Germ, are you ready?
Ooh, I think I'm ready, y'all.
Here we go.
You and your nigga shit shaky. And at the time, your heart feel down and broke like achy breaky. Lump in your throat, feel like a trachy. Old dummy. The pain that's in your chest done made its way down to your tummy. You're wide open. You start smoking with your girl. She nigga bashing, saying you don't need him in your world. Niggas all dogs. If niggas all dogs, then what do you call broads? Felines and he, meowing for some yarn balls. Now you and her done got the drinking. Oh, now it's really crunk, cause y'all silly drunk. And your girl done got the thinking. She talking about, girl, you look so beautiful. You say thank you, being nice. You try to change the subject, want some beans and rice? But she's back at you like a pit mixed with Chihuahua. How much meaner can you get? Don't let her have her way with you. She's gonna have a fit. Cause you're the candy apple of her eye and about to get bit. Here's what you do. You grab her by her neck, throw her on the wall. Say, bitch, don't ever disrespect me. Never at all. These simple words can put a pause to half of the applause. Them black ball laws of balance at all costs. Mamacita, Papa Donna. And there you have it. Reading Rap's lyrics with Queen Germ.
That was Andre 3000 with his verse on Mamacita of Outkast's Aquemini. One of Andre Hardy's verses. Now, what would you do in this situation? Same thing what she did? You start smoking with your girl. She nigga bashing, saying you don't need him in your world. And then she was just like, girl, you look so beautiful. You like, thank you. And then, you know what I'm saying?
I mean, it depends.
Then she back at you again. Like, girl, what you gonna do then? What you mean it depends?
It depends.
Man, that's crazy, man. Fuck that.
Mm-mm. I'm saying, first of all, you don't have to put your hands on somebody. Like, the girl didn't cross the line. She trying to see what you gonna do. It's either you gonna do something or you ain't gonna do something.
Okay.
So you can easily say, like, nah, that ain't me. That I ain't what you want. That ain't what I'm down for. Mm. But why you got to slam somebody up against the wall? I feel like that's going too far.
I don't do that.
But you can say that. You don't have to put your hands on nobody.
Yes, you can. You just like, no, don't
you don't
try
have to.
Like
that's nigga shit. Niggas feel like they got to put hands on somebody. Niggas, even if a dude holler at a straight dude, you can say, oh, bro, my bad. I ain't want to give you that impression. That
but
ain't
you
me.
You said that one time. And then the nigga came back at you again.
Because he wanted to make sure that's what you said. Oh, he wanted to make sure you meant what you said. You might have wanted
to. You ain't understand words. I'm going to grab you by your throat, throw you on the wall. And say, bitch, don't you ever disrespect me. Never, not at all. You know what I'm saying? That's what you do in that situation.
Okay. That's the only recourse we got.
Yes, because I told you the first time, cool, cuz. Then you step at it again, like she at you hard this time. Like, oh, you in there like arm straight. She's like, yeah, so it's spaghetti till it get wet. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. That's kind of cute, but no.
It's not my line. I stole it. That's what they be saying. Mm. So, yeah, man. Mm. That's all for Reroute Lyrics. Next week is my turn. And I'm going to bring it home.
Bring it home, then.
It's HBCU Confessional time. HBCU Confessional Twitter is when me and Queen Germ, well, retweets off their Twitter. This time goes a little something like this. My friend and I graduated and are applying for jobs, and she ended up making it to the final round of a nice six-figure job, and I'm jealous. Since I was one of the references, I said bad things about her, and she just got a denial letter. Please tell me it's not as bad as it sounds. Spellman, Queen Germ, react.
And this is why I don't fuck around with people like that. I know when I apply for stuff, we got to have a solid understanding that you going to be a good reference for me. And then on top of that, what people fail to realize, at some places, if they really want to hire you, they going to tell you that you had a bad letter. So your friend, more than likely, she going to know that you did some fucked up shit. Because I done been places where people wanted to hire the person, they say, oh, one of your references came back bad. Can you give us another one? So they gonna, and they going to tell you this time, make sure it's somebody who can write you a good letter of recommendation. So they going to know 9 times out of 10 who it was by the time that whole process over, if the people really want them. Now, if the people don't really want them, they may not find out that you know what I'm saying, you not really their friend. But I just feel like you can't go around being jealous of people. Like, yeah, I understand everybody wants nice things. Everybody wants to achieve things. But let that be your inspiration. Why be jealous of anybody? Makes be motivated no sense. By the shit they're doing. But don't be over here trying to block this stuff. So,
yeah, man. Never shortstop nobody money, man. Just let them, that karma fall its way.
Yeah.
No need to step in there and try to do them dirty, man, because, you know what I'm saying? Like,
you don't even have no reason to do the person dirty.
Yeah, like, I could have got in and got you in.
Thank you.
Like, what the fuck?
Thank you.
Like, I could have got my foot in the door and got you in. So
like I said,
no
that's
need.
That one step looking. You looking at one
exactly.
step. You ain't looking at down the street.
You be like, yo, you can be jealous for a little bit, but be happy. Be like, well, shit, girl, get me on then. That's what you say. Yeah. Put me
that
on.
Would be a much better, you know what I'm saying,
yeah,
mindset.
Hate
than,
you, cause, like, that's
I'm
going
to say bad things. And shit ain't even true. It'd be different if you mm-hmm. say, oh, the person did this to me, and now I'm going to back dojo him. But you telling me the nigga ain't never did nothing to you, and all you are is a jealous home girl. I hate to be your friend.
Just because you ain't get the job? Like, that's crazy.
But you didn't even look like you applied for this job. You just was a reference for the person,
oh,
and
shit.
You jealous that they got a six-figure job. That's all I say.
Yeah. So, yeah. So, damn. Damn. So they said they were applying. Okay.
They applying, but they didn't say that she applied
the
to the
job.
Same place.
Okay,
so
well,
you
damn.
Didn't get that call.
That's fucked up. You a cold ass motherfucker. Yeah. You a cold motherfucker. Well, that's all for HBC Confession. Go check them out on Twitter. Keep it 100 time. Queen Germ, do you have a keep it 100?
Man, you know I do. But the thing about it, I got to set the stage for it. Not going to be before you long. It's just the fact that I done sat back and watched a whole lot of shenanigans play out with you and these people. And I wish everybody well. I want you and your podcast buddies to have a wonderful time out here in these streets. The thing about it is, y'all got to realize who you're dealing with and who for real and who for fake.
100.
I don't know all the details, but from what I see, it's a whole lot of fuckery going on. And I just think that you gotta, just as the, you know, saying the old folks say, you gotta judge a tree by the fruit it bear. If people don't have nothing around them but bullshit, you know, drama, foolery, then that's what they are. That's what they like. That's what they thrive in. So to me, I wouldn't feed into a whole lot of the bullshit. Yeah, the shit be funny for a minute, but then it's like, you gotta cut out cancers. You can't keep us. You can't think you gonna survive. Still fucking around with toxic people. So my keep it 100 for this week is don't go fishing for manus and fuck around and drown. And if you know, you motherfucking know.
Go ahead on and do that. But pull sure. your numbers though. I want to see your 20,000 downloads. If you, I swear to God, on my kids, if you show me anything with 20,000 downloads, I will never record another podcast ever again in life. Show me something that says 20,000 downloads. Show me one episode.
He pulled your card.
Show me one.
Hey, he pulled your
card. I promise you, both my kids, I will never record ever again. I promise. Show me one.
He just threw his dick on the table.
Show me one. Show me one fucking podcast. One with 20,000 downloads. And I will never record again ever.
Well, my key 100 go a little something like this, man.
I know you liked it.
You got to be a man of your word. Now, as a man, if you say you're going to do something, you got to do it. You can't pump fake. You can't sit here, fake jacks. You can't put it on your mama. You can't put it on your kids. You can't put it on your nigga. You can't do nothing. If you say you're going to do something, be a man of your word and do it. If you say you're going to come help me move, come help me move. If you say you're going to let me borrow your truck to move, let me move. Let me borrow the motherfucking truck. You say you're going to let me hold $10 on Thursday, or you're going to pay me back on Thursday, pay me back on Thursday. You say you're going to give me some good head tonight, a good shot of some pussy when you get home from this brunch. Nigga, I need that. Be a person of your fucking word, because your word is everything you got at the end of the fucking day. You know what I'm saying? Always, always move in integrity. Always move with dignity. Don't be one of these flogging ass niggas out here to say shit just to be saying it, and then, you know, reneging on shit and ass betting and, you know, saying they gonna come see your kids and you don't. Don't be that type of nigga, man. Be the type of nigga, a person. I ain't gonna talk about nigga, this ain't just with men, this is with women too. This is anybody. Be the type of person that stand up. You know what I'm saying? What they say, integrity is what you do when people not watching.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? Be the kind of person that can hold your head up and know, like, I ain't never screwed nobody over. Ain't nobody coming for me. Whatever. I'm a good person. I put good out in the earth. You know what I'm saying? And so I don't worry about people. You know what I'm saying? I know everybody ain't going to be as real as me. I can't expect everybody to be as real as me. I don't expect people to be as real as me, because that's kind of fucking hard to do. So I know people are flawed. I understand that. But one thing I'm not going to be is be one of those people. All right?
Yeah, but just like your boy Dominique with the gold teeth, that's supposed to be giving your child your little speedy refund. Now he talking about something. He don't want to talk to your son. He talking about something. Y'all the ones was bothering my people and harassing my mama. Now your word ain't no good.
Yeah.
Because you said what you said.
Yes.
You said you was going to refund the expedited shipping money and you was going to give the product. Now you want to say, all bets are off. Y'all got the shit. It's whatever. So, you know, don't get no teeth for Dominique.
Don't mess with bossed up jewelry. Don't fuck with bossed up jewelry, all right?
Yeah.
So, but yeah, don't be like this guy.
All y'all niggas is lies.
Be somebody of your word, man. And for y'all niggas out there that's being messy and think niggas don't see the play in motion, niggas see the play in motion. You're not going to use me to do your dirty work. Find somebody else to do it. Or you do it yourself. But I'm not finna.
That's what real niggas do.
You know what I'm saying? I'm not finna get involved with it, man. So,
like I said, it's getting crazy to me.
Niggas is
tiptoeing on some
bullshit. I really don't bring that shit onto the show, but it's keeping 100 times, so I gotta bring this.
Yeah, keep it 100.
It's like the fucking podcast game to turn into the motherfucking goddamn Young and the Restless out here and shit.
Oh, that's what it's looking like. Cause
like,
it
niggas
ain't even
out here really soap opera living, and like, I don't make shows, bro. That's all I thought it was about. You know what I'm saying? We can sit there and laugh and joke on lives and have a good time, but at the end of the day, everybody's supposed to be creating content. Create content, nigga. Like, don't fucking worry about all the outside noise and what's going on and shit. Like,
that's all some people are, is the outside noise.
Yeah.
So
don't get caught up in that. Like I said, y'all know
I don't even say nothing, but I done heard enough of it.
I sit here and laugh and have a good old time.
And enough is enough.
Yeah, but you know, it's just like, you would never see me beefing with a nigga then turn around and make a show with the nigga. Like, I just can't do that. I'm sorry. That shit is, it looked real Vince McMahon-ish. You know what I'm saying? You know, I don't want to be involved. It looks very nasty, man. It looks very nasty, man.
Yeah, because you don't know which way the person comes.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I really don't. Like, I don't
get
what was your aim in that. You know what I'm saying?
And if you ain't going to pick a side, be neutral, but don't be playing on both sides of the fence.
And a lot of y'all neutral niggas out there, like, y'all, it's okay being neutral, but when right is right and wrong is wrong. You know what I'm saying? You got to speak on when niggas is right. You got to speak on when niggas is wrong. You can't just stay neutral, because being neutral with the fuckery is what? Just agreeing with the fuckery.
That's I mean, basically, but it's a way to be neutral and be respectful.
Yes.
Because see, when you over here chit chatting, chopping it up over here, and then you doing the same shit over there,
that ain't neutral. That ain't cool.
That ain't neutral. That means I'm supposed to put y'all both on ice. Yes. If that's what the fuck we doing, until everybody figure it out. But so, if you over here doing whatever, that shit ain't cool. And I'm just like, I see some real whole shit. So I'm just gonna let y'all do that. But it wouldn't be
man,
me.
Shout out to the real ones. Y'all know who y'all are, man. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
You know who they are too, but I can't see no difference. And the shit I'm seeing up close and personal, I don't know.
Man, me neither.
I don't know.
Me neither. My page got flagged today all of a sudden. I was like, what? For some meme. I was like, what the fuck? Flag this?
Niggas is hoes.
So I think what they do is they don't flag what you're doing now. They go and flag something else. You know what I'm saying? I think that's what niggas do. You know what I'm saying? Whoever flagged that shit. But I appealed that shit, nigga. They said, oh, nigga, you ain't do shit, nigga. Oh, I know, nigga. I know.
Niggas is reporting.
Niggas free out here, nigga. Niggas filing motherfucking, what they call them shits, the papers with... You leave me alone. What's the papers like? Yo, you need to stay 10 feet away from me. What's them called? Those papers.
Yeah.
Stay away from me, papers. Niggas filing IG.
Stay away from me, papers.
IG police reports on niggas.
Restraining orders.
IG restraining orders on niggas.
Yeah, but I mean, and my thing is, it's just too much because I'm like, I don't understand how it went from just jokes to being so
ego.
Everybody's sensitive. Ego. Like
niggas' ego getting away. I don't understand. Like, there's no need, you know, I mean, but, you know, hey, it's a
competitive
sport.
I mean, like I said, I've been saying for a while that nigga was strange.
I mean,
so I just feel like I feel like we've given enough time to the bullshit and we need to go on because the way I feel about it, I don't like it at all.
A lot of the people that I'm talking about that have no idea, like even if I said his name, they know who I'm talking about, but... You know, so I don't want to bore the listeners with this. You know, y'all don't know this motherfucker.
Yeah, they don't know him and they ain't come here for that shit.
I mean, we got millions.
And millions.
So, you know, I mean, it's a small sector of people know what I'm talking about. And, you know, that's all that it apply to. You know what I'm saying? If it don't apply, let it fly, as the people say.
Yeah.
You know?
But a hit dog will holler.
If you ask me, I'm saying, I want to talk about you. I'm going to do like everybody else do. I want to talk about you.
Well, call me. Because I want you to call me. I'll let you know I was talking about you. And you know, ain't but one person said my news. So, you hit.
Look, you talking about his children, Manu's children, Manu Ginobili, Manu.
Hey,
that's what they call his kids.
Ever y'all want to call him.
What Manu Ginobili got to do with this?
Hey, I don't even know that person, sir.
He played for the Spurs.
I don't even know that person, sir. So clearly, that ain't what I'm talking about.
I got you. Well, look, man, that's how I keep it 100, man.
100.
It's win or lose time, man. Queen Germ, do you got any winners?
Oh, yeah. A whole bunch of kids that live on Houghton Street in Tallahassee, they got to meet Future and Real Boston Ricky.
Winner!
Boston Ricky, he from Tallahassee.
He from Tallahassee, but the people was in town. Yeah, they had the mall all the way sewn up, finish line, and copped or whatever.
They were Houghton Street hopping out there.
They was out there having a good old time out there in them streets. Future and the man.
The day Future came to Houghton Street. I know that was like a little kid's
wonderful.
Dream.
Dream
I know they,
come true.
They probably play Future
and he
all
gave
the
turn shoes and stuff.
Future was out there. They was like, oh my God, Future on Houghton Street.
Out there in the hood.
See, nigga, good things happen. I bet nobody got shot yesterday.
Nobody got shot on Houghton Street yesterday.
I bet nobody got shot on Houghton. There was no guns ringing.
None. None.
Goddamn.
Let's
Pluto's
keep it up, Houghton Street.
Yeah, keep it up, man.
So, they was all winners. And our kids was winners, too, because they got some good footage. They was right next to them. And when I tell you, I ain't never seen our kids get dressed so fast. I'm talking about pulled up, and the niggas was in the driveway.
No, they were outside.
Hopping in the car. And I'm talking about fully dressed.
Yes, ready to go.
The girl had them put on brand new clothes. Popping tags out there for Future. So,
Jesus, it was on. Lord have mercy.
So they was winning. They had a good little time up there at the mall. They did get to see him and all that good stuff. So,
well, my winner, and close your ears for this one, Dolomite. It's The Game.
Winner.
Yes, man, The Game is my winner because he dissed Eminem and it was a pretty damn good diss song. He dropped the album, 30 tracks.
What number was that?
That was like number
The Black Slim
20,
Shady.
That was a Black Slim Shady song. So yeah, he dissed Eminem on that song. I mean, the album, like I said, it wasn't a bad album at all, just long. Pause. And but a lot
really?
The Game,
that's not a pausable statement.
Yesterday I said it was long. Pause.
Okay.
So anyway, but it was a decent album to listen to. You get one good listen out of it from me. You know, I go back to certain tracks and listen to them because there was some bangers on there. But I really enjoyed the Black Slim Shady because I think he was just rapping like Eminem on that track to show y'all how much bullshit M be saying and y'all talking shit about. And he was like, see, if Eminem said it, y'all be calling him rap god. But that black, when a black dude rapping, that shit is not impressive. But, you know, I'm glad he called Eminem out on being a culture vulture. And I really want Marshall to respond because Eminem has this air of untouchableness where motherfuckers can't just go at Eminem, and he really ain't win against nobody. But that's a whole nother story for another day. Y'all seen the damn article I wrote like 10, 12 years ago about how Eminem is not the GOAT. So go check that out on nappyafro.com. But yeah, Eminem, game, you're my winner for going to M and being a viable contender. Because M really don't want to go bar for bar with you, game. I'm going to be real with you. His stands are going to say he won regardless. He got there, bleep, 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 I got about to be D. And they're going to be like, oh, man, oh, my God, Eminem, oh, God. So, yes. You got any losers?
Oh, yeah. My losers are people who run around. Okay, first of all, y'all, you can't be stealing. And people know you stealing. And then you try to make conversation like you ain't just in here stealing.
Loser.
So, like, when you sliding shit in your pocket and you trying to talk to me, you can't do that. Like, that's I mean, like, we grown. Like, do you think we in a cartoon or something? Like, I see your hands.
My sleight of hand is pretty good.
It's not. It's not. And if you're going to steal some shit you can't afford, don't be stealing bum shit. What like, you mean? What?
People buy like that stuff.
Bruh.
That's the hot. Like, people don't like, you know, you come through, like, the bums be coming through with the damn Tide Pod packs and all the little.
Like, what am I?
For the load, like, yeah, we be like, yo, give me $2. You be like, shit, yeah, give it here, nigga. Like, that's $5 off, nigga.
Yeah, but I need people who can afford the shit, don't steal the shit, and you're going to get caught up over some dumb shit. Because them same stores, you're going to keep going and keep going and keep going. They're going to run a tab for your ass, and now you up for felony charges on some shit you done been stealing for the last 6 months. Mm-hmm. It's dumb. Stealing the dumb
possession
shit.
Possession 9/10 of the law. You can only get me what you got for in my hand.
Okay, that's fine. But all I can tell you is, regardless of how it work and whatever the people saying, the people are setting you up. So you keep on stealing here and there. Here, there, and everywhere.
We run, hey, them stores, I've already counted shrink into their budget for the year. So steal, people. Don't stop stealing.
Some more bad advice from King Jerome. Bad advice, people. Beware.
They already got their losses attributed for. So help them get to that number, okay? Help them get to that number. And that's my little advice, my tidbit, my 2 cents.
Yeah, they don't have nothing to do with what I just said. Don't leave them people shit alone.
My loser is Yakub Talib.
Loser.
Yakub Talib is the brother of Aqib Talib, NFL player. And this motherfucker just shot somebody at a youth football game. They get to arguing, and next thing you know, a scuffle breaks out, a gun breaks out, shots rang out, niggas laid out. You know what I'm saying? And first thing they do, they go talk to Aqib about his brother shooting somebody. First of all, I didn't shoot nobody. So why are you asking about me, about my brother shooting somebody? I don't know why that nigga shot nobody. Why are you asking me, and why do I have to answer questions because of one of my family members shot a nigga? That's not my fucking problem. I ain't got nothing to do with that. That nigga in a whole nother state. I'd be like, yo, bro, I don't, what the fuck, y'all wrong brother. Wrong brother. You know what I'm saying? Like, go ask him. So do you think it's fair that celebrities have to answer questions about family members?
No.
That's crazy.
Because that's like anybody. Like, only judge me on my stuff. Like, why would I be responsible for anybody? Like, whether it's my kids, my parents, my friends, my siblings, whatever. That ain't nothing that I can do. Like, if I was with them in the act of the crime, maybe I would have some information to give you. Yeah. But if you're talking about I'm over here and they over there doing something,
why owe you a statement?
I don't have nothing to do with that.
Yeah, like, why are you asking me for a statement? Like, why? You're wrong state. Go ask the nigga down there.
Yeah, like, that's doing whatever. Like,
I don't know.
But that's what only what happens when you're black.
Yeah.
Because God bless the dead. Y'all know I don't like to talk bad about dead people. But as the story continues going on, the young lady who's supposed to be Ellen DeGeneres' girlfriend, they got all kind of other stuff coming out. They're saying that the lady was supposed to be driving under the influence. But that ain't the shit you keep saying. You're saying that the lady died in a horrific car accident, and you left it alone. So we just thinking maybe malfunctioning, maybe whatever. But now all kind of pieces of the puzzle coming out. So y'all don't do all that going on. You don't dig so much. You don't expose so much when it's who you want to protect. But then when you want to try to bring some light to some shit that is unnecessary, you now you dragging a man in this thing here that ain't got nothing.
Hey, that's my brother. What the to do fuck? With it? Like, what the fuck I got to do with that? Like, I ain't
in the court of law, I can't be charged with it. So what are you tying me into this thing for?
So yeah, so y'all my losers. Well, you the loser, Yakub, for shooting a nigga at the U football game. And
that's sick.
Yeah, like that's crazy. Like your life is over. That's why I don't really get too emotional with the parents, because the parents are the emotional ones at the U football games. It's not the kids.
Yeah, it's definitely not the kids.
It's the parents. The parents are the one. And probably some of them other coaches talking shit. Hell, you know, because the coaches be having kids on the team, so they be involved. So it's like that's why I'm not getting no argument with you, my nigga. Like I'm not involved like that. I like coaching. I'm not out here arguing.
So you ain't got to argue.
Yeah,
you ain't got to argue with them at Circle K either.
Yeah, like at Circle K today. The cashier wanted to argue, and I'm trying to tell her, like, ma'am, you are at work. I am not. Stop trying to argue with me. Nah, I ain't going to go back. Ma'am, you are at work. Like, because I'm trying to warn her, like, I will go there. You will lose your job. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm going to push those buttons, going to have you cussing, throwing shit in this motherfucker. They're going to fire your motherfucking
ass.
And
you're going to pull out your camera and start recording her.
Exactly.
And then we're going to have a whole problem.
That's the problem. So, ma'am, you will lose your job fucking with me. I'm trying to save your job because, ma'am, listen, I have time today, cuz. You know what I'm saying? Like, I always got time.
So sad.
I'm just telling her. And that's why I was just like, you don't want to do this, ma'am. You at work. Well, quit trying to go back. First of all, I'm on the phone. You know what I'm saying? So I wasn't even talking to you. So you are already out of line. I'm on the phone. You jumped in my conversation.
But this the same nigga, y'all, who embarrassed so easy. I can't get out of line in the public.
Oh, no.
But this nigga here, he cuts up, fuck you to the people and the doggone stores. You say all kinds of call people out their name and all kinds of things.
I don't do that.
You did it up there to the Walmart gas station. Before the people remodeled.
No. She did that to me. I didn't cuss at her.
Oh, but you did.
She the one got mad, threw the stuff at me. I said, now you're getting disrespectful. That's exactly what I said. Because matter of fact, I was on the phone with, like Rocky or somebody. And then he was like, God damn. Like he was in the background listening. Like, yo, she going off. I was like, you hear it, man? Like, yo, this crazy. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Well, you put out that energy. Because there ain't no way in the world you got all that going on.
I was just trying to tell the lady, ma'am, you are at work. I am not. Don't get, like, because this is what's going to happen. It's too many people in the store, too many witnesses. You about to lose your shit. And I'm trying to tell you, I'm trying to de-escalate the situation. But she kept, you know, jumping in my phone call. I'm on the phone talking like, I was about to say, I ain't calling her name.
I think you did.
I said, ma'am. No, I was very respectful. I hit her with the sleazy, the black farmer. I was like, ma'am. You know what I'm saying? Like, you are at work. So, yeah. So, those are my losers. Well, we clean the docket out, man. Queen Germ, I got to ask you, do you have any shout-outs?
And you know I do. I want to shout out Pam and the fam, the Johnson 5, the Lunch Crew, and the Front Porch, and my girl KY No Jelly, and anybody that's representing the 912. That's Savannah, Georgia, y'all. I represent my city, nigga.
She represents her city. My shout-outs go a little something like this. Shout-out to Be Easy, Star Right, GQ Blue, Short T.
Short T.
Ruler Myself, Rick James, Bitch, RT3, my nigga J. Will, Stack, Static, MJ Money 9S, Light Skin Kanye, Drew from D.C., Gerard from Boston, Sleazy Black Farmer, Dragon Lady, Amazing AP. I already said Stack, Static. Let's see, we got Papa Dash, Daughter Dash, excuse me, Pepper J from B-More, Steph from B-More, 12 Cal Podcast, Eclectic and the EDP. You got Corey Dos Equis, something else to Power Lunch Hour. We got Pork L, Miss Minnie Mix, the Cool Out Corner. You got Dr. Brasive. You got Dr. Cam's Barbecue. You got a disrespectful motherfucking MJ. Long live K-Law, the truck driver. That's the Dr. Brace Network. That's also Black Pod Squad. Come check us out. Got the heat for y'all niggas over there. Podcast dropping daily, nigga. It's crazy, nigga. Just shows just dropping. Go check us out. Shout out to everybody over there at Site, Doc Claw and all the gang. Shout out to No Man Game. We got Dom, all the guys over there. Shout out to, we got Tay Tay, Mama Life. Who else we say? Any other podcast to fuck with us. You got Uncle Dolomite, Too Much Game. You got Roddus Live. You got Jade, Cognac Room. You got Harrison over 8 more than 92. Any other podcast to fuck with us, man. Shout out to y'all. Anybody else to fuck with us the long way, the short way, no way at all, man. Shout out to y'all. God damn. Another show in the fucking books. Queen Germ, what is your rating?
So, y'all know what it is around here. My birthday coming up. It's on Sunday. So I hope y'all listen to the show about 3-4 times by Sunday if you watch.
Run them numbers up. Let's get 13K yeah. and win in 8 hours.
Yeah, let's do it for my
let's
birthday.
Let's get 13,000 in 8 hours. Do let's do special. It. Run it up.
That's some shit you ain't got to pay for. Just keep yes. putting that shit on.
Just
run it, keep, run it,
just let it run all weekend.
So, you know, keeping all of that in mind, thinking about, I know, I ain't even got to really even put too much emphasis on it, but I know the king, the prince, and the princesses got something special planned for your girl this weekend. So, well, you know, they not going to disappoint me.
You know, your birthday is on the 21st.
They not going to disappoint me.
My check don't hit to the 31st.
They so not going to disappoint me.
I was hoping I could get like
they
that.
They not going to disappoint me.
Can we at least push it back?
My birthday is on Sunday.
Yeah, can we push it back to the Sunday after that? So, September the 5th.
My kids get paid this week. They know they're supposed to have a gift for me. We'd already done had a rough week. Mm-hmm. And it's only Tuesday.
But I mean.
So, I need gifts, cards, and tokens of love and appreciation. So I'm not trying. You might need to be cut off because yeah. I need my gifts on Sunday, and we can continue to give gifts after Sunday. But yeah. I need, not want, gifts on this Sunday.
Can I just send you
August the 21st?
Can I send you a card with some
in
my
the
card?
Year of our Lord 2022? I know what I sent you. Better be already done. Mash the button, submitted, and shipped.
I mean, I gotta wait
at
till
this
the,
point.
I gotta wait till the 31st to get that. That's why.
And all I can do is ask.
I can show you
that
it's in my
Jesus.
Cart, though. It is in my cart.
That no, it's no, in it, my cart. It got to have said, "Thank you for your purchase. Purchase has been
but
shipped."
But it said, you know,
my rating is what y'all asked me for, and I promise y'all, if this nigga don't have me no motherfucking gift on Sunday, y'all might not get a show no more after this.
It's going to be a gift.
So
it's just not going to be what's in your cart. That's
y'all
all I'm
better,
saying.
Y'all better help your boy. If somebody got to front this nigga this money to get my shit.
To a cow, help me out.
Y'all better help your boy because I'm leaving if I ain't got no gifts on Sunday. Okay? I will pack my stuff up in one luggage bag and start over. I'm for real. Pack his shit in one bag and send his ass somewhere. Because I got to have it. I got to have it. I got
but
to have
it. But you told somebody you was getting it or something?
I don't tell nobody nothing. You it's know, a pocketbook.
I know, that's what I'm saying.
And I want it.
But I'm
and
saying,
I want it.
But you can get it on the will it still be there on the 31st?
If I have it on the 21st, yes, I will still have it. I ain't never gave it to my
saying,
personally.
But would it be able to be getting
no,
gotten on the 31st? Because
it
got to
be shipped. It ain't even in the city.
But I'm just saying, so that way, I mean, you're still, but it's on the way, though. You know that it's coming.
It's, nigga, okay, this ain't a conversation for the people. This ain't a conversation for the people. So what I'm going to say is before this nigga pissed me the fuck off, my rating for tonight's show with my birthday coming up, I know that it's going to be an exciting time because if nobody going to ever do right by me, I know King Germ, he going to pull a rabbit out of hat. He going to make this shit pop. He going to make sure that the queen is taken care of. Don't pay his ass no attention with this bullshit, okay? My birthday coming up, we had a good show. I didn't stumble too bad on my reading rap lyrics. I'm going to give this motherfucking show a 9.
Let me give it an 8 because, you know, 4 plus 4 is 8. And, you know, it's the month of August.
If you know, you know.
That's 8. And, you know, Kobe wore 8.
It's your girl, Queen Germ. And this may be the last time I'm signing off.
Oh, so nobody like when somebody they bit gets though, huh? So, yeah. So that's all for the show. Don't forget to like, subscribe, download the Frocast or any podcast reader. Don't forget about our voicemail. You can call in at 347-201-2572. Don't forget about our Patreon. You can join for as little as a dollar by going to nappyafro.club. And don't forget to buy a fucking shirt, bitch. And don't forget to follow Nappy Afro on Twitch. And if you a nigga when you walk, don't switch.
Is that right?
Yeah.
And then somebody said, get off my dick.
Yeah, and if you out here in these streets, don't be no bitch.
And if you suck dick, suck dick. And yeah. That's what you're doing, because y'all is out here riding them. So, hey, yeah. Go ahead and do your thing.
If your name Corey Richardson, they might call you C. Rich.
Okay. And if you're walking down the street and you miss the sidewalk, you might end up in a
ditch.
Ha! Yeah, let's go, man.
Y'all know what it is, man. It's the Frocast, man. I don't know what episode number this is, but
516.
So, on behalf of everyone here in Nappy Afro Offices, I gotta say it's your boy King Germ.
And it's your girl Queen Germ.
And this is the Frocast, and we out this bitch, man. Peace.
Peace.
This is the end of the show. Feel free to visit nappyafro.com for more information. Or not. It's your loss.
NappyAfro.com